I got a good one for you.
Fire away.
Okay. My family owned a funeral home, and I actually really didn't think of it as a ghost story until I thought about it, but I really didn't believe in ghosts. And about 3 years into my career, I've done plenty of removals, went to plenty of hospitals, been in plenty of morgues, been in plenty of homes. But this one peculiar situation came up where we were actually contracted, hired, to remove a man from a hospital who was being frozen, cryonics. I don't know how familiar you are with that, but...
I know about the procedure, sure.
And, yeah, so I was on death watch that night. He was actually close to death for 3 days. And it was just a matter of waiting for him to take his last breath for the doctor to actually pronounce him, and then they give him the lethal shot of barbiturates and hook him up to a respirator, a heart-lung respirator, which actually pounds on his chest. Well, we did that, and not even thinking anything of it. We did the removal. I put him on the gurney, strapped in the gurney. This machine's pumping.
Let me stop you for a second. I don't quite understand the procedure. In other words, the doctor pronounces him dead.
Correct.
Okay, but then he's given a lethal shot.
A lethal injection of barbiturates.
Why would that be necessary?
Well, from my understanding, because the heart-lung machine is put on almost immediately after he's pronounced dead.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And I asked the same question. I mean, I'm thinking the same thing, but I'm not really thinking this until about what I'm about to tell you actually happened.
Sure.
Anyways, I put him in the car. He's in the gurney. We're in the station wagon. The machine's pumping in the back, and I, you know, turn on the radio, and I'm just driving along. All of a sudden, in my mind, I hear like kind of a moan, and I look in the rearview mirror, and I shook my head and said, no. And then again, I heard this, where are we going? And I look in the rearview mirror, and it was kind of like a ghostly image, but it was like I turn around, and it's not there, but I see him actually like, sit up. And I turned around, and I shook my head. I said, no. I said, this is my head. And I turned the radio up. And as I turned the radio up, it got louder. Where are we going? And I pulled the car over. I put it in park, and I turned the radio off. I said, you've got to be kidding me.
Right.
And no, I said it out loud. I said, you have got to be kidding me. I said, I've been doing this for 3 years. And I said, I do one thing that is different, and can you hear me talking? He goes, yeah, where are we going?
My God.
I said, well, we're going to the funeral home. He goes, no, we're not supposed to go to the funeral home. I said, where are we supposed to go? He goes, I'm supposed to just wake up and be well again. I said, wow. I said, this is wrong what we're doing. He goes, well, what have I done? And I explained it to him. I'm sitting there in the car talking.
So you're having a full conversation with a dead man.
Well, you know, that's going through my head. I was like, well, is he dead?
If you're having that kind of conversation.
I'm sorry?
If you're having that kind of conversation, I'd be turning around or something. I mean.
I did. I turned around. Every time I would turn around.
I don't mean turn around in the car. I mean turn around and head back to the hospital. If you're having that kind of conversation with somebody, anyway, you go ahead, sir.
No, I know it was. It wasn't with him in his physical body, though.
Uh huh.
Because in the mirror, I could see him sit up, and I can visually, you know, see him. Yeah. But when I turned around, the machine's just going. But the weird thing was, is I didn't feel fear. You know, as I look back, I said, I should have been running out of the car screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
But this guy, and I knew this guy was stuck because he realized, and I realized, I felt horrible because we got paid a lot of money just to put this machine on this guy and then bring him back to the funeral home, pack him in ice, and put him in an ambulance to be put into nitrogen. Right. And the thing is I actually had to coerce him to go, because he was going to stay. He was going to stay in the funeral home. And my dad, I really haven't told this story to anybody, but my dad asked me, he goes, what's wrong with you? I said, what we did tonight was wrong. I said, this man is, what he's expecting of this cryonics is not, I know for sure, is not going to work. And he's stuck. He was stuck.
Obviously, this man thought it was going to work.
Yes, he did. And he was going to stay. He was hanging out at the funeral home when the ambulance took off. I said, you can't stay here.
Well,
what do I do?
How did you finish up the conversation with the man?
I'm sorry.
How did you finish up the conversation with the man?
With telling him that he must go with his body in the ambulance, and he needs to figure out his path. I mean, it was weird, but I told him that he couldn't. I've never dealt with anything like this before, and he couldn't stay with me. It wasn't like he wanted to stay with me. He was stuck. It was like traumatic for him.
It was that'd be the last body I'd ever drive.
But it was freaking. That was the last cryonics situation we put ourselves into.
Huh, that's an amazing story. Just absolutely amazing. And how you kept your cool through that, I'll never know.
It was strange because I didn't, in my mind, and throughout my career, I had actually put it out of my mind. I said, you know what? There's got to be no such thing as ghosts because I deal with bodies every day, fresh death in situations, and I've never, ever, anything. And when I heard him say, where are we going? And I saw him sit up in the rearview mirror, I pulled over and I said, you've got to be kidding me.
I hear you. All right, sir. I really appreciate the story. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, maybe there's something different about the expectation of a spirit that was, frankly, expecting to wake up in good health. In other words, he was expecting to be cryonically frozen and to wake up one day in the far future healthy and probably wealthy if he had good investments. But instead, he woke up on the way to the cryonics lab, neither here nor there. That is a freaky story.